What a weekend of sports it was. Incredible drama at Medina. The United States with a seemingly insurmountable 10-6 lead going into the singles matches on Sunday. But the Europeans stage a miraculous comeback. And so we thought we would call the anchor of the team yesterday in the singles matches, Tiger Woods. We have a number for Tiger in Medina where he is still, as he slept it off last night. Talk to Tiger about what went wrong for the United States.
Hello?
Yes, Tiger Woods, please.
Oh, hi, Musers.
Hey, Tiger, how's it going?
Did you see that I was in the Ryder Cup?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We did.
And I was the anchor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was the anchor that sunk him to the bottom of the ocean.
Well, you were 0-3-1, and you didn't play well, but you didn't play maybe as poorly as your record would indicate.
I'm so depressed, Craig. I'm so depressed. I've eaten a whole bag of fun-sized Twix this morning.
Yeah, you've got to be
starting on a bag of Mr. Goodbar.
Yeah, what a disappointing loss. You guys must have been in a state of shock yesterday.
You know, we were, and I think I figured out what my problem is.
Hmm.
I'm just not that good at golf.
No, you're still good. You're still great.
No, I think I'm a lover, not a golfer. I was certainly playing much better when I was honking the boobs of every Waffle House waitress from here to Sacramento.
All right.
I love honking boobs.
Yeah.
They're so squishy and milky and hairy.
Hairy?
I love them.
Uh-huh.
And what's that little piece of pepperoni on the boobs that has the eraser in the middle of it?
Well, he is still so childlike.
I like that part,
Tiger,
too.
We're here to talk about the Ryder Cup, not all that nonsense.
You remember when I went to sex therapy, George?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish I regret that.
I regret that.
Yeah. I crash a lot, fewer escalades. I can't hit a fairway to save my life.
Yeah, you might need to go back to that old lifestyle.
I know. And you know what? I also come to another conclusion, Craig.
Hmm.
I think the Europeans are just better than the Americans at everything. Golf, everything.
Everything?
I think the only thing we can beat them at is obesity and dental care. Outside of that, they got it all.
Well, what happened? You guys had a huge lead. Those aren't supposed to disappear on the final day.
Well, you know what? I think that all our anger ought to be focused on Phil.
Phil?
Phil the dill. Did you see him giving Justin Rose the thumbs up after he sank a putt?
Yeah.
He's so stupid and dumb, and I hate him. And I wish that he would fall down in a mud puddle and lose all his money.
Yeah, we didn't like that either.
You know what I called Phil all weekend?
Hmm.
The vagina at Medina.
Well, he wasn't the only one who lost, though. You can't put it on just one guy.
Yeah, you know who? I think if we were all European, we would have won. Only me and Phil and the rest of us were European.
If only.
Hey, you know what, George?
Mm-hmm.
If you're British and you're standing at a urinal, mm-hmm. you know what you are?
What?
European. You're also beating our ass at golf.
Yeah, nothing should be funny this morning. You shouldn't be laughing at all this stuff.
You know, I used to be married to a European.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful Elin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She was so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And she had those growths under her sweater that make her into a girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she would let me eat dinner with her every once in a while.
Wow.
And she even let me touch her hair sometimes.
Oh.
She was so nice.
Yeah.
And into safety. In fact, she was so concerned about safety that she used to have her bodyguard sleep in the bed with her.
Jeez.
Not sure he knew what was going on, really.
I was married to her for a while, but that fell apart.
Mm-hmm.
When she caught me sexting a homeless woman and accused me of having a problem.
Yeah.
But she's gone now. Oh, well, you win some, you lose some. Or in my case, you win none and you lose them all.
Well, you got to have yesterday. You didn't quite lose them everything.
Yeah. You know who I really wish could have been there to see me compete at the Ryder Cup?
Who's that?
My dad.
No.
Earl.
Oh.
the morbidly obese ebony water buffalo who got so mad at Vietnam that he grabbed the nearest Korean and forced his way into her Chinese reproductive tract so he could leak a bit of PGA maker into her meat-docking grow baby hot house so that 9 months later she would squat down in a pumpkin patch and BM out a Combination philanderer as desperate villagers and famished hyenas looked on waiting for the afterbirth feeding frenzy to start so they could at least lay in the warm straw with a belly full of life-giving Earl meat?
Yeah, oh yeah,
dad was
that Earl.
He would have loved to have been there.
Yeah. I don't know. He didn't take losing very well either.
I have to go, Musers. Hank Haney's coming over today, so I can apologize to him and beg him to come back.
Okay.
All right, Tiger. We'll see you. There he is, fake Tiger, disappointed after a Ryder Cup loss.